Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, passionate prose, and filthy fantasies. Now, I know you know this, but if you want even deeper pleasure, or perhaps unlimited satisfaction, then you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com, and you can now have a free 24-hour trial of the VIP pass. So you can listen to any fantasy you desire, just for coming. Now you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. You might just want to loosen any clothing now, or maybe get completely naked as you surrender to my voice and give yourself permission to enjoy every word of my story. Every touch, every sound, as if I was sat there, narrating it to you personally. Now, as this is the last story of 2020, I thought I'd do something a little different. So, this story is completely unscripted. Now, this could go right or it could go wrong. I don't know. I'm just going to make this story up as I go along. So bear with me. I'm not quite sure how this is going to go. I'm hoping it's a little more intimate, a little more personal. Now, I am joined this evening by my two dogs. So if you hear them moving around in the background, just ignore them. So, for the next 30 minutes or so, or however long this story lasts, I have no idea at the moment. It's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time to let your inhibitions go, your time for sensuous pleasure as you close your eyes and take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And let it go with a sigh, letting go of all the stress of the week. As you listen to my words, and let my voice move over your body. As we start tonight's story. Ash and Mark fell against the door, their kisses passionate and full of unrestrained urgency, as their hands explored each other's bodies. Mark's hands moved up and down Ash's gentle curves, his fingers over her pelvis, pulling her closer. Ash's hand moving down, her palm pushing against his already throbbing cock as it pulsed behind his pants. She had waited so long for this moment. She had overcome so many hurdles just to be here. Turning, she unlocks the door, letting them both fall into her house. Closing the door behind them, Ash pushes Mark against the wall, kissing passionately, their tongues embraced as they breathe each other's desire. Ash takes him by the hand, leading him into the kitchen, pushing him against the work surface. She steps back. Just a few inches, smiling as she grasps his hard cock through his pants. Put your hands on the counter and don't move them, she whispers before stepping further backwards, lifting herself onto a bar stool before grabbing the hem of her skirt, slowly tracing her fingers up her stocking legs. She feels a unbidden whimper drifting from her lips as her fingers move higher, teasingly, tempting Mark, smiling to herself as she watches his eyes widen, his pupils dilate. Higher, up her thighs, she can already feel the trembling beginning, the aching, the need that's been there since the New Year's party. Sliding her fingertips up the soft flesh on the inside of her thighs, she caresses her dripping panties as she stares at him, holding his gaze. "You want this?" she says, inviting him, tempting him. Slowly, her fingers slide her panties to one side, her fingertips caressing the damp lips of her pussy, teasing at them, feeling the throbbing, aching inside, to feel this man inside her, to know his satisfaction. She moans gently as her fingertips caress around her clit, bringing it to life, forcing that throbbing sensation to burn even deeper inside her core. Already she is clutching. She can feel the temptation just to take him here and now, just to feel him inside of her, stretching her lips, growing within her. Mark's face twists with his tormented desire as she slides her fingers inside her pussy, closing her eyes as she moans, her head rolling back. That satisfaction, that desire, burning deep inside her body, as her other hand caresses over her lace bodice, her erect nipples aching under her touch. Gently she rubs one between her thumb and finger, making sure that Mark knows just how aroused she is, just how much she wants him. As her lips dry, she feels her tongue caressing over them, wetting them, the desire growing in her. She takes pity on him, sliding off the stool and walking over to him, her eyes widening as she kisses him gently, her fingers sliding inside his waistband, releasing his pants so they fall around his ankles. Her hand slowly takes his throbbing cock, trying to get it firmly between her fingers. She whispers, "I want you," before gently stroking her hand up and down the entire length of his shaft, feeling him throb between her fingers. Smiling, she drops to her knees, gently kissing along his thighs, his body trembling already as her tongue teases around his balls, just sucking them gently, feeling his cock tense, throb as she does. And slowly she teases her tongue up the length of his shaft, nibbling gently, flicking the tongue firmly all along every inch of his aching cock. She can feel how much he wants her, how much he needs her, as her tongue caresses around the very tip of him, moaning loudly, his desire undeniable, as she slides her lips over the tip of his cock, her tongue teasing, flicking, tasting him. Slowly she moves her mouth, taking his erection deep into her throat, and smiling to herself as she feels his body tensing with every movement of her lips, as her mouth slides up and down his shaft. His body trembling. She knows she could make him come right here and right now. She could feel him explode in her mouth. But she wants him inside of her. Not yet, she thinks to herself. Teasing his cock one last time with her tongue. Massaging his balls with her fingers. Feeling them tighten, aching to come. She lets it drop from her lips. Throbbing as she stands up. Pushing it back against the counter. His cock pulsing against her stomach. Hot and throbbing. She leans close to his ear and whispers, "Take me from behind, here and now." She moves to the side and leans over the counter. Mark turns, grasping her skirt and lifting it, his hands firmly caressing the curves of her ass as Ash gently moans, feeling his fingers slide between her cheeks, along her panties, pushing them to the side. Its fingers teasing just inside her lips, caressing them, massaging them, feeling her desire as his fingers gently thrust in and out of her wet pussy, deeper and deeper, faster and faster. That's it, her lips swelling around him, tightening, clutching at him. As his fingers slide over her clit, she moans loudly, desperately, wanting to feel him inside of her, before he takes his cock and slides it between her thighs, her lips wet, teasing at the very end of him, as he pushes inside of her, her lips stretching, clutching around his wide shaft. "Oh God," she moans, as his fingers grasp her ass, pulling her tight onto him, pushing himself deeper and deeper into that wet piece of heaven. She feels him moving all the way up the inside of her pussy, pressing along her wall, teasing that one spot. And she feels one hand moving underneath her, his finger caressing her clit as he pushes hard inside of her, right to the very end of her, his thrust deep and passionate, needy. As her body begins to tremble, her pussy tightening, clutching at his cock, needing to feel him. She can feel Mark's body tensing, aching, needing to come. As his hands move up her back, over her shoulders and through her hair, pulling her back onto him. His grip tightening around her shoulders, pulling him hard against her. "Oh God, yes," she says, as she feels his cock throbbing deep inside of her, his fingers through her hair, pulling him back onto her. Tighter, harder he fucks her wet pussy, pushing in and out with every delicious stroke, taking her closer and closer to where she needs to be. She can feel his balls tightening, his cock throbbing inside of her, swelling, already his orgasm growing. She knows he needs to come. She knows he wants to come. And his fingers rub down her back, pulling her even harder onto him as she grasps her pelvis, pulling her tight, pulling his cock tight into her pussy. He thrusts again, his body moaning. Her back arches in pleasure as she feels him so swollen inside of her, so throbbing, so aching, as her body tenses, the swirling in her stomach spreading over every inch of her body. And she feels her orgasm rising, burning through her breasts, her nipples, aching to come, needing to come, to feel this man come inside of her. Mark's body tenses against her as he thrusts with an animalistic desire, his hard cock pushing deep and furiously into her pussy, stretching her lips as they tighten around him, clutching at him, throbbing against him, her pussy burning with desire, burning with need as her orgasm rises up through her thighs, her pussy tensing as it spreads over her stomach, through her breasts, clutching desperately at the work surface, trying to find something to grasp hold of, as she feels her orgasm coming to the very edge of her. Mark's cock trembles inside of her, his moans growing loud, now turning into a growl as his body tenses and his cock explodes deep inside of her pussy as her own orgasm cascades down her body and her clit explodes in pleasure at the feeling of his cum inside of her. Panting for a moment, not wanting to move, feeling his throbbing cock inside of her, she turns her head and whispers, "Taste me, and I want to taste both of us on your lips." Mark lifts Ash onto the counter, kneeling between her thighs. Ash puts her legs over his shoulders, the silk of her stockings gliding along his ears as his tongue tastes along that sensitive flesh of her thigh, easing his mouth higher, her clit still trembling, still pulsing with passion from the orgasm she's just had. Gently his lips move higher and higher, kissing along the folds of her pussy, his tongue teasing at her clit, making it ache all over again, as she feels her thighs tensing around his head, pulling him harder onto her, closer, kneading his tongue deep inside that wet pussy of hers, tasting deep inside. She can feel it exploring her as her orgasm rises again, or maybe the last one just didn't end. Her body tenses as she moans loudly, her fingers through his hair, pulling him tight onto her pussy. As his tongue pushes deep inside, tasting her, she feels it again, the throbbing growing, the swirling, the aching, as his hands clutch around her ass, pulling her hard onto his mouth. As her body explodes in another delightful orgasm, he hungrily eats at her pussy, tasting it, sucking all her juices, all their juices, into his mouth. And she trembles, throbbing, aching. She looks down and sees his, and seeing his beautiful eyes staring up at her, watching every movement over her face. He smiles and laughs a little as his tongue explores deep inside of her pussy, tasting all their juices. And slowly he kisses up her trembling body, slowly around her breasts, teasing his lips over her nipples. She feels them ache, her body arch as his tongue circles him, and kissing over her shoulders, her neck, gently kissing along her ear before their lips embrace, and the shared warm taste of their pleasure teasing between their mouths, tasting that warm, sweet pleasure between them. And their tongues explore deeply, dancing, entwined, as their cum drips between their mouths. And just holding her gaze for a moment, Ash sinks into his beautiful eyes, before his fingers move through her hair, pulling her gently against his chest, their bodies melting into each other, the afterglow of pleasure somehow merging between them. Smiling, he kisses her neck, her ears, and then he whispers, "Happy New Year." So, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, it was a first for me, so a little impromptu. So if you liked it, if you did like it, I'm doing it because it is New Year's Eve. And I thought we could have a little party, something a little more intimate. I thought it might be a little more intimate if it wasn't so scripted. So, if you like that, then let me know. Please drop me an email. Put a comment on the show, something. Just, I will do more if you like them. So, for now, we can say goodbye to 2020. And I think we'll all be very glad for that. And I hope your 2021 is a darn sight better. But you know, until 2021, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you a salacious Happy New Year. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.